Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Boat shoes, J. Crew, I'm back in New England. See a sucker, seafood, attitude, I'm back in New England. B&Bs, yacht clubs, hot tubs, I'm back in New England. Cape Cod, Block Island, Nantucket, I'm back in New England.
Hey, everybody, it's time for your Browns Friday fumble.
Hold on it.
Don't try to pick it up and run. You're not a member of the Cleveland Browns. You're not Troy Hill. You can't run with that.
Just fall. Just lay down on it. Make sure it doesn't get stripped.
Yeah. We don't need to turn this positive turnover into a negative turnover because you got selfish, really.
Yeah.
Guys, it's starting off negative. It didn't need to be this way. We'll get to it a little bit later.
Yeah, this is a victory Friday, for
Christ's
sake.
It's a victory Friday.
What are we doing?
You know, for years, 2 years now, I've been complaining that the Browns couldn't win pretty. They couldn't put a complete game together.
And here we are.
They couldn't play complimentary football. What did they do against the Cincinnati Bengals? A good team, we were led to believe.
Give us a goddamn cover of GQ.
Yeah.
Win.
Like, this win was a great win. And here we are, mad about it. Number one, the main reason is just because of the New England Patriots.
Guys, we got to level with you right off the bat here. We are struggling over here.
You see out there, see in the parking lot, Dylan, you want to look over there. There's some regular sized parking spots.
Yep.
There's some premier parking. There's some 10-minute loading and only. See those ones beyond there that are like longer?
Uh-huh.
There's a struggle bus parked in one of those. And you and I just got off of it. We thought, well, let's hit record. Maybe that'll shake the cobwebs through.
Yeah, I guess we'll just rattle our skulls with the microphone in front of our face.
We listened to some music to get a song out of our heads, and now we're trying to recap this game that was a joyous game. Like,
God, it was a blessing.
So Sunday night, this is Dave talk here.
Late.
A little bit of Dave talk. Sunday night football comes on. I've been known to turn on Sunday night football. I don't watch a ton of football that's not the Browns. Because when you watch football without an actual rooting interest, it's a very boring game with a lot of dumb stops in it and a lot of dumb penalties that get real frustrating. I don't remember who was playing Sunday night. I turned it off. I put on the first half of Browns Bengals, and I watched it again. Okay? Monday night rolls around. Thought I'd do a little rooting for the Bears because I can have a negative rooting interest.
Oh, for sure.
I got an interest in seeing Pittsburgh football wearing those terrible ass uniforms, being terrible,
darn week.
But worse than Pittsburgh's uniforms was the football play of the Chicago Bears.
The coaching acumen of Matt Nagy.
Mm-hmm. And the offensive line acumen of the offensive line. I turned it off. I put on the second half of Browns Bengals. Now, apparently the game got better later. I was fast asleep before that ever occurred, but like I enjoyed this game a lot, and now it's time for the one, you know, we do a weekly podcast about the Browns. It's finally time. We had to talk about some cruddy wins, some bad losses, and now it's finally time to get one.
Now we got this gift of a game with a myriad of touchdowns to discuss.
So many touchdowns, so many facts. That, like, just the throw to Mr. Chief Njoku at the end.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
just the bullet
just a bullet pass perfectly placed on a third and a million. The type of crap that happens to us all the time happened for us. But I can't even talk about it because so much is clouding it. New England's clouding it. We'll talk about that later. But the big thing.
Yeah, the biggest
thing. The biggest problem is Chad was right. Of course, you know Chad is the douche at work. He beats you in fantasy football every single week, including the playoffs. He tried to tell you. You wouldn't listen.
He tried multiple times.
You wanted to believe that the Browns had to be better with Odell Beckham.
How can you be better?
He's a generational talent.
How can you be worse through addition?
Don't you remember that crazy catch he made? You know, you wanted to think
from Eli goddamn Manning.
Yeah. You wanted to think he was doing everything he could do to help the team. He was being a good player. He was, you know, blocking. He was improving the young people.
He was hooking up with Baker Mayfield over the summer.
They hung out.
Summer camps.
They play Call of Duty together. They're bros. Chad knew.
Chad knew. Chad saw it.
Chad knew it the whole goddamn time. Because he actually watched games that Odell Beckham was playing in. Unlike you and me, I'll admit it. I never watched a goddamn Giants game. When's the last? I mean, other than the fact that ESPN and NBC love to throw the NFC East in our face at every opportunity.
Constantly. Just every primetime.
I never watched any Odell Beckham. I saw the highlights. I never said, oh, yeah, it is a consistent performance out of him. I never watched it. I mean, I saw the preseason games he played against us. That was it.
Look, we tried to tell you.
So many times.
I'm not going to call up the clips of this particular podcast because I'm not real sure how to actually do that. But we've been trying to tell you that this OBJ thing was never going to work out.
It seems like every year we have to do an I told you so episode.
I mean, and I hate it that it's this one because we just won so
beautifully. So great win, yet here we are.
Nobody listened.
Yeah, nobody.
Well, until Andrew Berry listened this week and
he
showed
listened.
Mr. BJ the door.
He out. Andrew Berry said, you know what, Dave and Dylan, or Dylan and Dave, depending. I like to alternate them. If you look at the podcast titles, some days I'll go back and forth who gets top billing. Because this is an equal partnership.
It is. It is.
Anyway, Andrew Berry said, you know what, guys, you're right. I'm tired of this. That's fine. He's gone. And then, again, the worst part of it.
Yeah.
And I know I'm saying again a lot. But Chad knows he was right.
This fucking guy.
He knows that you know that he was right. Like, you can't walk in there and go, oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the difference was this week. I don't know. Must have been having, you know, Wills back and Chubb back. That's the... No, everybody knows that was OBJ wasn't there. Baker didn't have to think about it. The key for you, the only thing you can hang your hat on at this point with Chad, don't give him the satisfaction.
No. Don't buy into it.
Just play up the fact that he was put on waivers with the opportunity to be claimed by any team in the
NFL.
Any
team
could have grabbed him.
32 to down to 1.
None of the teams grabbed
him. Now, and as soon as you mention that, Chad's probably going to talk some BS about cap hits and dead money, something stupid
some
that he's got.
Pedantic bullshit.
He's got some spreadsheet somewhere where he's tracking all this dead money crap. And that's where you call him a nerd and tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, tell him you've got a life. And we know you don't. Your secret is safe with us.
We understand.
Let's take a look at a little bit of Browns news.
Yikes.
www.cryptonews.com/Browns. Because, Dylan, it's getting a little high-tech up in Berea.
Yeah. I got to be honest, Dave. I am not in the crypto game. I sold all my Coinbase wallet off about 2 years ago.
I am in a little bit of crypto. I did invest in Lindens.
Ah, yes.
Which Lindens is the union of money in Second Life. I purchased a little bit of property kind of speculatively. I was able to sell it off at a, I'm not going to say a substantial profit, but a profit.
You were flipping properties.
Virtual properties.
In Second Life.
Second Life. Yeah. I believe dragons. There was a dragon farmer who bought the property from me. I don't know if it was zoned for that, but that's what, you know.
Not above my pay grade.
Me too. That's why I got out of it.
Yeah.
Somebody started asking me complicated questions I did not have answers for.
Well,
luckily, in Berea does know.
Somebody knows, and I think they've probably got an Ivy League degree, because Andrew Barry showing us all that he's not afraid. He's going to put some money in on that blockchain we got there in the front, on the front line.
Got five guys chained together blocking.
And did a couple crypto plays early with some heavy investments into Bitcoinio.
Mm-hmm. And this is not as high tech, but it's kind of high tech. He's also personally financing a new season of Bullshit on Showtime with Penn and Wyatt Teller.
Well, we know that they're very big into the blockchain.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a there's an episode that says economic policy is bullshit. Like, I'm sure they call that one out.
Yeah.
And so Wyatt Teller doesn't talk in any of those episodes.
No.
Penn does all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that he'll be doing some magic or something
in there.
Well,
he's doing some smirks, some libertarian smirks.
Yeah, for sure. So, great news for you. The fake Instagram profiles that keep showing up in my DMs with the line graph emoji and trying to get me to buy Dogecoin and Shiba Inu, you know. It's really only a matter of time before the box office starts accepting your blockchain wallet QR code for payments and will calls and
all that stuff.
Yeah, all of that.
Bonus. You want to start talking real, just talking dead money and cap hits with Chad?
Mm.
Hey, great place to start. Invest in some Ethereum. You start learning the jargon and all that stuff. And
and it's really a way to one up him.
Oh,
because he's gonna have you with the OBJ stuff
every time,
but. You want to get Chad back on your side. Maybe he gives you a couple of fantasy tips. You tell him you're getting into that Ethereum game, or you're telling him that
whatever wallet you're using at the time, any of that garbage.
You say you're going to do some farming on your own. Maybe, you know, talk to Chad. I know we're talking a lot of shit about Chad. He's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
He's not a jerk. He has a beautiful family.
He just beats us in fucking fantasy.
He just knows fantasy football more than us by like 100 times. Like when he showed up at the draft without notes, he didn't need notes because he had it typed out in an actual like document, right? I showed up with my knowledge of the Browns and the team that the Browns played last year. I'm like, wait, I think that guy tore us up pretty good. So I picked like 6 tight ends because it was always tight ends who tore us up pretty good last year. And so Chad's like, he's not even a dick about it when he beats you. He's like, oh man, you'll get him next time. I think you're right. That Freiermuth guy could be good this year. But I'm like, I'm not picking Pittsburgh football tight ends. That was an accident on my part, and I'm cutting him this week. But anyway, thank you, Chad, for telling us about OBJ, and thank you for inviting us to your house. Again, it was lovely. The burgers were good. You know, I'm ranting. Sorry. But do you want to apologize to Chad, too?
Not really. It's just...
Okay,
oh God,
fine. I apologize, Chad. I guess you've got
Patriots
some...
Patriots episode is getting messed up, dude. Jeez.
You know what? You're right. It is the Patriots.
Ugh.
And there's one other aspect about the Patriots. You know what? I'm hitting a helmet hit. Nick Chubb's got fucking COVID. Jesus Christ. Nick fucking Chubb. You know what? I know this isn't funny, right? A lot of people have died of this fucking disease. And it's affected so many people, so many lives, all of this shit. But Nick fucking Chubb, that's too fucking far. Okay? Too far, COVID. I'm coming for you now. I'm getting a booster. I'm going to get the other one and the Johnson & Johnson. I'm getting them all, and I'm fucking coming for you. Because, okay, you go after everybody at equally. Fine. But Nick Chubb, have some fucking decency.
What's next, Ricky Rubio?
Is Ricky Rubio going to be next in your fucking crosshairs?
Hey, this is Hugh Jackson, and now it is time to know your foe. Back to you, Dave and Dalen.
It's New England.
Jeez.
Fucking region. We have a region to play against.
A conglomerate of states.
Because they're so small and shitty that they don't warrant anything on their own.
They wanted to be the United Kingdom so bad.
So bad.
That they just decided to become a United Kingdom.
Yeah. Like, they were the ones who...
Shitty, rainy, cold, cloudy states.
In 76, like, everybody's like, yeah, hell yeah, let's break away. And they're like, but what about some of the good stuff the king does? And it's like, no. We're done with this. Remember the tea tax? Well,
yeah, weren't you the guys that got all sick of that?
Yeah.
Wasn't it in your harbor,
right,
in your streets, that all of this garbage
all of it went
started?
Down, but all of a sudden you're pining for the old crap.
And now we're New England. Couldn't even come up with
a new name.
Stupid idiots.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to the football team because we have
so.
To.
Jesus.
I mean, ugh. They're a villain from a bad sports movie, Dylan.
Yeah.
And it's a movie where the writers didn't even bother, like, showing why they're the villain. Like, a good movie will show you, like, you don't sympathize with the villain, but you're like, okay, I understand.
There's some understandability.
Why like that. Like,
they've peeled back the cloth of mystery.
The Joker, you know,
yep.
Complex villain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only villain I can think of that is complex. But I could, Bane, he was born in the dark.
Yeah, dude.
You
understand why Bane, I mean, Bane blew up Heinz Field.
Yeah, he's that's a plus one in my book. The only problem I do have is that he didn't send Hines Ward down into the pit with the rest of them. He's the only one who survived. But anyway, so it's they're a villain in a bad sports movie that they just wrote it that they're the villain, and then you as the viewer have to just like believe it.
So typically, like, they're wearing red jerseys
or black,
Or black, unless the black jersey are the
protagonist,
actual,
yeah.
Yeah.
In this case,
the ragtag group of...
Yeah, so yeah. They're the Hawks from the Mighty Ducks. They're the Iceland team from the Mighty Ducks 2. And then they're the Eden Hall Academy varsity team from Mighty Ducks 3. That's the New England Patriots.
They have no personality, this nameless group of people.
Yeah.
They're coached by Bud Kilmer.
Yeah, that's actually where he ended up after he got exiled from West Canaan, Texas. He assumed a new name, but
right.
That's Bud Kilmer.
Right. I mean, their quarterback is the one weird scab driver that Dennett Racing replaced Ricky Bobby with, and like sort of like a similar situation to Major League. One of the main characters.
Tom Brady.
Sort of just gets replaced. You know, like Wesley Snipes did in Major League 2.
And they don't even mention it. They just assume that you noticed or didn't. They hope you didn't notice.
Well, you know, the jury's out on that.
Yeah. And also, they stole their uniforms from an Arena League team. That's actually true. Or they mostly kind of look like, if you look at a big spread of ads for TVs that are showing football... They're like one of the generic teams that they put on TV
ads.
It's going
to be the Patriots uniform.
Yeah, they can't use an actual NFL team picture, so they just Photoshop out the side of the helmet.
It's just the navy blue, silver
with
helmet.
With a red stripe on it.
Yep.
That's their uniforms.
Yeah. These guys.
okay, we're going to have to watch the game, so we're going to need to predict the game.
I guess so.
I mean, I ran through some turmoil last week. I didn't know what to do. I went 26-17. That was almost in play until they missed an extra point. But I've decided that I've seen the Browns perform the way the Browns need to perform. And I'm saying they're going to perform again. Browns over Patriots, 41-16.
That's a very good prediction, Dave. And I see where you're coming from with the empirical evidence that would lead you to that conclusion.
I mean, it's science-based.
Yes.
And yes. Math. I just think that football is a game that is very consistent. There are not a lot of variables. There are not a lot of different moving parts.
Right.
So I think we just saw last week the Browns executed.
Yeah.
As Coach Stefanski said and Baker Mayfield said and everybody said, this is a game of complementary football. We were finally following on all cylinders. We had they had the optimum football game.
Oh, yeah.
And the Browns' optimum football game is 41-16. I predict another optimum performance.
It's pretty good.
All things being equal, 41-16 again.
It's a good prediction. Dave, I'm going to differ with you because I feel like within the bad sports movie trope,
mm-hmm.
there must be a tie heading into the final moments of the game.
Okay.
And so this tie is going to be 17-17 Browns-Patriots.
Okay.
Wherein our defense will take revenge on behalf of the Carolina Panthers defensive end.
Aha.
And we will commit a safety against the Patriots, putting us 2 points ahead, which then in turn also gives us possession of the ball.
That's true.
Wherein Baker Mayfield will drive down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly relying upon DPJ.
Of course.
And putting the game just out of reach with another touchdown.
A two-point lead is not safe.
Not safe in the least. In fact, one could argue it's less safe than even a three-point lead.
It's true.
We will then score a touchdown and put the final score at 26-17.
Okay. I like this because we're coming at it from two different universes. Me, I'm coming from science and math, and you're coming from
Hollywood.
Art.
Yeah.
Art, Hollywood, drama, the stage. And I think somewhere in there we find the answer, and that's really what life's all about. Let's take a look at this stupid roster. It's filled with people that are still there
somehow.
Some new people. Some people that were other places and then came there for whatever reason.
It's just like putting us to sleep looking at this
thing. I'm yawning, but it's like I can't sleep because I'm so angry. Like it's going to be a rage sleep when it happens, if it happens.
Like, and here's the thing. Our last winning quarterback that we had in this city is on that team currently, and I can't get excited about this guy.
No.
I don't have a joke other than this one I'm about to say. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Roman Berger, Brian Hoyer.
I thought I'd have more. I thought I'd have more in the tank.
I wanted more.
I wanted more.
It's just been sapped by Bill Belichick's low-energy BS press conferences.
Wide receiver, the Burninator himself, Nelson Trogador. I love Homestar Runner. I love Trogdor. I'm just not even excited to even use it.
Backup center, this is a great joke, and I hate it. Tejual Karismet.
I love that joke, but I also hate it. Your wife's favorite country star, Hunter Henry, who's probably getting an award at the CMAs tonight.
Devil, Damian Harris.
7-foot-tall secret society, Shaq Mason.
Baby, Kendrick Newborn.
Up-and-coming comedy writer and actor, Yasir Durant Lester.
communist adjutant Jacobin Meyers.
A light breeze, Isaiah Wind.
Double burger, Big Mac Jones. Just the bland.
It's like a Big Mac, but like a plain Big Mac. They didn't even give you the secret sauce.
Amazon Basics, Dave.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
We will talk about that in a minute. You know what? I need to get in touch with Stevenson tomorrow. Can you, Ramondre?
Kind of a tall bird, Justin Heron.
The star player for the aforementioned Iceland youth hockey team, Gunnar Aslewski.
I mean, kid's good.
He is. You know what? And at the end, he was the one who came up and complimented the Ducks. Because he, despite the fact that the rest of the Iceland team was evil, you know, he was the good egg. Yeah. And he came up and said, hey, great job, Captain Duck. To the guy who would go on to play Pacey in Dawson's Creek. Charlie Conway is the name of the character. And he went up to Charlie Conway. And Charlie Conway, if you remember in Mighty Ducks 2, gave up his roster spot to a baby Keenan Thompson, who learned his hockey on the streets and perfected a shot which was known as the knuckle puck, which was very easy to defend, but he gave up his roster spot because he thought, you know, he was better coach than player. And you know what? Gunnar, he respected that.
Third string quarterback, Starrett Jism.
On the defense, guess what? They play defense too. Hooray for New England.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Yeah, of course you can't just let us excel at something. You're like, well, we're going to try to hinder your progress. Thanks. Why don't we all get on the same team, New England? And like, why do we have to be in constant competition with each other? Why don't we lift each other up? Help us into the end zone.
These guys.
Ugh. That defensive end, that Lawrence guy.
Competitor to Big Mac Jones, the Brandon King.
You know what? I love Burger King. Their ads, they're like, we sell hamburgers. Here's a hamburger. Not trying to make us feel all emotional about it. Like they're fucking Wendy's or some shit. 80s video game, Kyle Dig Dugger.
Oh, when season 2, episode 3 of Newsroom is starting and Calvin is running late. Calvin, Mun's on.
Oh, I have to study tonight. I got that chemistry exam tomorrow. That's all the way over at Therese Hall.
Oof. That's a jog in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie, it's up. It's your turn to take Grandma to Perkins. You can drive Jawan's Bentley.
Paw Patrol cop, Chase Winovich.
Josh Yuck.
Former NFL linebacker, Dante Hightower.
Outlet Mall, Jalen Mills.
I went down there the other day, and actually, you wouldn't even know. The American Eagle doesn't even seem like an outlet. I mean, there's some great fashions.
Got to make it down there.
Irishman, Devin McCourty. Devin McCourty!
If you don't want to use the Gillette, use the Adrian Phillips Norelco.
Old rickety car, Jalopy Tavai.
Not Drew's son, Joshua Bledsoe.
When the Shining is about to start and JC is running late, JC, Jack's on.
Well...
You
traveling
know,
out to Harry's Razor Stadium.
Yeah, they bought a German razor factory and all that. I mean, you listen to podcasts, you know what we're talking about. You know, Dylan and I kind of had this theory after looking at their TV ad uniforms, their nondescript, boring head coach, their quarterback who, I mean, he might as well be an NPC. Like, he's the computer-controlled quarterback. Like, he's not a real person. He's just this.
They couldn't get the licensing, NFL licensing.
Yeah,
package
for a quarterback.
For the quarterback.
It's like when you get to create your own player, and they give you all the options. You can change the nose, the eye, and they didn't change any of them. You left it on, like, you know how they number them? It's face one, hair one, eyes one, ears one, mouth one, and you just made him like 6'2". Like, you upped the height a little bit, and that's it. That's what Mac Jones is. And the more I think about it,
that's even the name they gave you to start with. That's the
Mac
randomly
Jones is
generated
the
name.
And I just wanted to go. So Dylan and I went on to Amazon.com because we wanted to buy a football team. And, you know, football teams are expensive. You got to find the best price. But we have Prime. We both do.
Yeah, and when...
hold on. Humble brag. We both have Prime.
We both do. And when you combine them...
Hold on.
Not many people...
We both have it. That's us flexing right now, is that we both have Prime. So we have Prime. You can combine Primes, double Prime.
Optimus Prime.
So we looked like we're going to buy a football team. And it says that it won't show you the price. You got to see the price in cart. So we click the cart, and the football team's in there. And it says Amazon Basics football team. And you're able to look at the description, look at a couple of pictures. That's the New England Patriots. They're the Amazon Basics football team.
And I was shocked, frankly. I didn't think that... I mean, I'm a Prime member.
Me too.
And I feel like the level of service is not on par when I'm being offered the Amazon Basics package.
But it's one of those weird areas where you can get the Amazon Basics football team, and that will ship direct from sold by Amazon. But any of the other teams that were available were all third-party sellers with questionable feedback.
Right. And well, and that's the thing. I don't want to wait 3 months.
No. And I don't. The whole reason we're Prime is that we can get this team before Sunday.
Right. And I mean, they did offer a subscribe and save option.
Yeah, I just don't think I'm gonna. I don't think I'm gonna use it.
What am I gonna do with another?
Start a whole league? But no. And so I read the reviews. I looked at some of the customer photos. It looks like an okay team, you know. But you don't really know till you like get into it.
Till you get it home.
Like in 2 years, you'll know.
Right.
That the Amazon Basics football team is as good as like
comparable to something else, like a
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, and that's the
a
level
name
of
brand team
that I'm looking for.
Because you're not.
To
it's,
be honest,
I know you're saving some money to get the Amazon Basics, but it's not like it's cheap then. You know, it's less expensive than one of the real teams.
It's like,
you
save 20%. Not really, bud.
Yeah.
Because I still spent all this money.
Yeah, it's still a lot of money. And I also don't like the fact that they don't, if you buy one of the name brand teams through a private third party seller, it doesn't actually tell you. It says, well, there's standard shipping and there's express shipping. But it never tells you what those actually mean.
Right.
One of them $6.95, the other's $14.95. But it doesn't say when you'll get it.
They're both on a goddamn cargo liner from China.
Yeah.
I will tell you that.
Yeah. Made in China. Anyway, so we'll see. We're a name brand team. We're going up against the Amazon Basics football team. We'll see how it goes. Because sometimes they perform just fine. So am I guaranteeing the Browns are going to win and there's the superior team? I don't know.
My Amazon Basics phone charger
working
like 9 months now.
Yeah.
Which
works fine.
Which for all you Apple iPhone users out there, 9 months.
9 months.
Out of a charging cord, out of a lightning charging cord.
I am not willing. I was looking for microwaves, and I'm not buying the Amazon Basics microwave. That's too complex.
That's not where I will go with it. Yeah.
No. A cord? Sure. football team, that's just middle ground. I don't know.
Questionable.
It's questionable. So we'll have to see. You know, I'm not even going to get into the football teams that they have at Costco right now.
We just don't have time.
I just don't have time. Maybe later in the season.
Yeah.
Because that's the Detroit Lions. They're the Costco football team. And so we'll talk about them on a later date.
2 weeks, I believe. Two weeks?
It depends on when they're listening to this, to be honest. Could have been last week. How's that for a mind fuck? All right, Dylan. We've made it through this tumultuous episode against the dreaded Amazon Basics Patriots. I mean, I'd like to thank you for being here with me.
Yeah. I want to thank you for being here with me.
I'd like to thank Kyle Kuzma for ruining my mood. And I'd like to thank all of you who have made it this far, because there's been a lot of weird stuff in this episode. And that's in comparison to an episode we did 2 years ago with a fake Patriots podcast that was set to the music of Eyes Wide Shut.
With three different Bill Belichicks.
So if you're still with us, you know what, man? I genuinely love that you listen to this podcast. Because we do it anyway, so we could listen to it. But I'm genuinely happy that if you are someone who isn't Dylan or myself, that you're listening. So in conclusion, my name is Dave.
And I am Dylan.
And this has been your Browns Friday Fumble.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On Press Box Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on Press Box Access.